Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 2. Our air date is Thursday, January 8th, 2026. We are so pleased to have you with us. I am your host, C. Willie. Normally at this time, I would be acknowledging my lovely co-host, Quarter Peep. But unfortunately, folks, we've had a bit of a setback in the family. Some very tragic news that Quarter Peep has been dealing with this whole past week. And I hope if I could ask for your positive vibes, your positive thoughts, your prayers, if that is your inclination, we certainly need it and I appreciate it. Now, all that said, we have somebody that's probably got the most positive vibes we will find. And we're so blessed to have her on the show this week. Alana Hill joins us. Welcome to the show, Alana.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, and I preface the thoughts about the positive vibes because that's what you're trying to accomplish with your music. One of the things that I really loved in reading about your background is you're inspiring listeners when they hear your music to be your full and truest self. And I've got those words on my sheet here bold, because I think that is absolutely a wonderful aspiration for you with the folks that are listening to your music. Can you tell us a little bit about where that comes from?
Well, absolutely. So I have been through the ringer as an artist, as we all do. And, you know, I have received a lot of criticism and people have told me, oh, you should do it this way or do it that way. And this has been like a long time in the making. And I finally realized after doing things over and over that I felt people wanted me to do, that it isn't right. And I was like, wow, I am the only one who is like me, as we all are. And I'm the only one who can tell my story the way that I want to tell it. And everybody is that way.
Well, and congratulations for you to be able to identify that and then stick to that sort of a philosophy. I know this industry can be a pressure cooker, and there are a lot of people that have the right opinions about what you should be doing. And that's one of the things we love about the independent artists. No, I'm going to do it the way I feel it should be done. And that is an awesome thing, an awesome realization for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a tough one, but getting there even more. I mean, it's still a struggle every day.
Oh, no question. And that's why we've got to grind. That's why we're out at this all the time. Now, you've had a very interesting means or a very interesting road, or should I say very many roads, to get to where you are. Started your singing career, so to speak, in Kentucky, singing in the church. Tell us a little bit about what got you to where you are today, because it's all over the world.
It's all over the world. I'm currently in Kentucky right now. I am in my dad's weight room downstairs. Sorry to be a little... It's very funny. It's like there might be an air conditioning situation going on, but I'm visiting.
That's fine.
But yeah, I grew up in Kentucky, and I my mother said that I started humming when I was breastfeeding. Like, I would hum.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I would always sing and sing. And she eventually said, you know, I think she really wants to sing, but it's a little atrocious. So they put me in singing lessons when I was 7. So I learned how to sing in a more, you know, proper way as a 7-year-old could sing. Mm-hmm. And I sang all throughout high school. And then when my parents divorced, my mother got engaged to a reverend from African Methodist Episcopal. So I went to a church, AME church in Cincinnati, and my mom and I were the only white people. and I sang Black gospel music, and that's what made my voice more soulful.
Yes.
I was introduced to Black gospel music. From there, I went to school in Nashville. So I got exposed to more country and different things, and was around a lot of pickers and people that play different styles. But again, I tried to gig there and they said, well, you know, you're just too soulful. I tried to get gigs in college. Like on it, I think it's changed a lot. You know, that was years ago. I think there's more than just country on Broadway or what it may, I don't know. But yeah, it kind of deterred me a little bit, and it made me feel, I don't know if music is what if I want to be an artist or if I just want to work in the industry or what it was. So I had to take some time. So I was working at the time, and I had a dream that I lived in Maui, and this is after college. And by the way, this is important. When I was in college, I did some time in London. I did the study abroad program. So I was living in London, and I got exposed to like the Amy Winehouse sound and different jazzy underground. So I picked that up a little bit when I was over there. And then when I came back, I was in Nashville, and then I had the dream. I lived in Maui for some reason, and it felt so real. So I put my 2 weeks in at work the next day.
Oh my goodness.
And I had a bonus coming in for my job. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And I moved to Maui the next month. And then it started a journey for me. I just started traveling, and I was like, I didn't stay put. I just kept going, and I would go up to Northern California, and I would help grow marijuana.
Which is why you traveled a lot.
And so I would make a little money. I would go up there for a month or two. I'd make a stack of cash. And then I'd go to India, and I'd study Northern classical music, Indian Northern. And then I'd go to, I lived in Australia for a year, and I was busking and doing stuff like that. So I just kept going.
You know, for a lot of artists, they talk about the things that influence them, and it's because of what they heard. You lived it. The pieces that make up the music we hear from you today, you've actually experienced all of that.
Yeah, I've experienced a lot of things. I'm realizing more and more as I grow older that when I'm around people, I'm like, wow, I really have, because I'm a very... I don't know how to put this, but when I go somewhere, I don't want to just go to the tourist site. So when I was in India, I would go to the village, and I would meet random people, and then I would go and eat dinner with their family, and they would teach me mantras, and you know, and I'm like, how did I end up here? But this is the way I live my life.
Yeah, what a great way to do it. You're really living it. You're really getting the full experience. And that comes out in what we hear and see from you. Your videos are just as much the experience as your music is. Has that played a role, the various things that you've gone through, the various things that you've really lived, does that influence what we see in the videos that accompany the music?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, I incorporate a lot of different things from my, I guess my upbringing. So hair was a big thing for me. Braids. In one of my videos, say it, I'm tied with braids.
Yes.
And I made that braid, and it's, I don't know how long it was. I mean, 60 feet or something long. And then I just had it wrapped around me, but that's a symbolic for my life, because braiding hair is actually how I put myself through college, because I had black step siblings. I really learned how to braid like cornrows and different things, so I could braid girls' hair in college. So braiding hair has been a big thing for me.
All right. Well, I love hearing the backstories on this. Now when we get to say it, and the next time I see that video, I'll know what that was. That's phenomenal. Well, the first one that we've got queued up, Alana, is Lamb, Love and Mental Breakdown. A fascinating song. This is one that Quarter Peep said, please tell her that's made my playlist. It's there. Tell us the backstory of Love and Mental Breakdown.
So I grew up around a lot of domestic violence. And I have borderline personality disorder alongside PTSD and some other things. And I have lived with this in my life, and I had no idea what was going on. And I went to India, and I sat in an ashram for 2 months. And I thought, oh, you know, for sure, if I meditate my way through this, I'll heal. it didn't really help me. I kept having these outbursts. So anyway, the story is about how my intimate relationships have been very unsuccessful and they're very violent. And I take accountability for that. I'm seeking help now. I'm getting the medication and everything that I need. But I'm in the music video, I'm literally emulating what I saw. So I hired actors to fight. And basically what I'm doing is just like the ghost of domestic violence past, like sitting in the corner, telling the story of what I saw.
Yeah.
So that's the story of that. Yeah.
Well, and again, along the lines of what you're trying to accomplish with your music, certainly something that can help people. If you see this, you understand the story of it. It can certainly help you break through and do what you're doing in succeeding.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's give this one a listen. Alana Hill, Love and Mental Breakdown.
If you want to go there, we can go. You can take your shot. Cause you know I will talk my shit. Say I'm the best you've got. And we get physical, the neighbors call up the cops. It's too much, babe. It's too much, but this is love and mental breakdowns, yeah. This is hard to breathe with you on my back. You know I'm emotional. Just look at all my bags. I'm unpredictable. Every day I'm in a different mood. How the strength came doesn't help me see your point of view. This is love and mental breakdowns, yeah.
Alana Hill's Love and Mental Breakdown, and I just have to compliment you. Your voice is phenomenal. Alana, you're I love the soulful background that's in there, but you are so clean and so crisp with everything. It's just, it's wonderful. I could listen to you all day long.
Thank you. I gotta give it to my vocal coach.
There you go.
Train hard.
It's that hard work, and it's paying off. And folks, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to be right back on the other side with Alana Hill.
We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hardworking fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved Premier Leatherwork Gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We have a very special guest, Alana Hill, with us tonight. We're talking about songs that truly inspire and songs that have a message to help her. She wants her listeners to be their full and truest self when they listen to this music and see what it can do for them. It's inspiring. You're telling a lot of your own stories. You're dealing with a lot of the things that we all have bottled up. You're singing about them and helping us. What does the creative process look like for you when you're putting this together? And not just the music, but the videos that accompany it. What does that look like when you're writing?
Well, the reason I called this EP Diaries of a Common Woman is because it was a bit like a journal entry. The last song we just listened to, Love and Mental Breakdowns, I wrote that in about 10 minutes an altercation with my partner. I was just like pissed off and I went to the piano and I was just like, if you want to go there. I feel like every song that I've written has come from my feeling that was experiencing that day. And I actually feel like the visuals for that, I do a lot of research. I'm very interested in the great ones that have come before me. Mm-hmm. So I watch tons of documentaries, especially sports.
All right.
I love determination.
Yes.
And like people that want to be great and not great in a way of like, oh, I'm better than you, but great in the way of like helping mankind be great. And so I like to watch a lot of like old 40s films and different noir and surrealist films. And I get inspiration from that. And I feel like we don't know what's real. Like life can be an illusion, you know? So I pull from that like Dali surrealism and create dreamlike scenarios through my visuals as well.
Well, they're fascinating. I'm intrigued more and more every time I see one of your videos with the song. Of course, the music is just phenomenal. But folks, if you haven't yet, get on YouTube, get wherever you watch your videos and take a look at this. This is as good as it gets. It truly is. Alana does an amazing job. And I know you've got a team that's working with you as well. Phenomenal group. It's fun to see this.
Yeah.
The next one that we've got queued up is another of these intriguing songs, In Between. Tell us a little bit about this.
So I wrote In Between when I was driving in LA. And when you were in LA, you're always in traffic.
And you had time to write it.
I had to hurry from one spot to another. And then when I got there, I had to hurry from that spot to another. And then, you know, I kept going and I was like, dang, I'm always going somewhere, but never arriving. Like, I'm always like, oh, I got to get there and then I got to go. So I'm always in between. And then I started thinking, that's a metaphor for life. Like, that's so real. Like,
it is.
Our emotions, we are experiencing emotions, but they come and they go, they pass through. So we're always in between something, you know? That's the story of the song, really.
All right. Well, I think it's another one that you've just nailed. And you're right. We are always in between. But let's get there right now and let's give this one a listen. Alana Hill's In Between.
I'm not broken, but I'm lying in pieces. I get stuck in my ways, but I change like the seasons. Ooh, yeah. Leaves have started falling in there. there's no chill in the air. I pretend I'm all in when I know I'm barely there. 'Cause I'm somewhere in between a whisper and a scream. 'Cause I'm somewhere in between and I'm about to burn the house down. It seems I'm somewhere in between. I don't want your so much, but I can't hold on to the lesson. No, I can't take the come down, and I never feel the high. I chase every shadow while I'm longing for the light. 'Cause I'm so
in between. That's Alana Hill. Alana, I'm going to date myself on this next comment. And the first time I listened to this song, I thought, wow, there's some elements of that that it really taken me back. I'm going to go 80s on you. I hear a little bit of, there's some Boy George in there. There's some Thompson Twins in there. There's some Cyndi Lauper in there. That just some of those elements. When I heard that, wow, all right. I'm a big fan now.
Yeah. We did that Juno synth wave. So the Juno synth. Oh, man. That was my favorite part of the song when we turned up the knot on that bridge. It was like, oh, that's my favorite part.
that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for that. Yeah. All right, folks. I'm going to regain my composure. We're going to have a little break, and we're going to come back on the other side with Alana Hill.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Alana Hill. We are reminiscing with some of her music. We are growing with some of her music, and we're absolutely loving every bit of it. Alana, where do folks find you?
You can find me everywhere. On Instagram, I am Alana, A-L-A-N-A dot H-I-L. I'm always one L. So don't forget that, because it can be confusing for people. So one L, and then everything else, I'm just Alana Hill with one L. Yeah. I mean, I'm everywhere. Yeah.
And she has an amazing website. Make sure you check that out. Lots of great stuff there. Your plans right now, what's happening? You just had the release of Diaries of a Common Woman. What's coming up next for you?
Well, that was Diaries of a Common Woman, Volume 1. So we got a Volume 2 coming, but not before we did it with a string section. So we got a quartet version coming out called High Strung.
Oh, and fantastic.
And vocals. So that was really cool. The same project, just with strings. And then I'm hitting the road. I'm touring my first tour in Europe.
Oh, wonderful. Is there an American tour on the horizon?
I mean, I hope so. You know, it's a little harder to break in America, but that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, super. Well, anything that we can do to help with that, we certainly would love to be on board. It's been a pleasure learning about your music and hearing it. And of course, the inspiration behind it all, I think, is a bright light for anybody that's a fan, anybody that becomes a fan and hears all of this. And the last one that we've got queued up is Say It. Tell us a little bit about this.
So Say It is a note, a letter to myself and to everyone in my life that I feel like I've harmed or that has harmed me emotionally, because I realize that part of my mental illness has been holding things in my body and holding on to traumas and not really allowing myself to forgive. And I think that three simple words, or six simple words, or five, sorry, I'm sorry, I love you, can really set us free if said from a genuine place, because we're all doing the best we can with what we have at that time, the knowledge that we have. So I wrote that song about my childhood and just trying to heal all of my wounds, which I'm working on. And that song, in a way, set me free.
Folks, listen to this carefully, because I, hearing you say that, and having given this several listens through, I think there's an awful lot that we all share with you, that when you hear it in this song, can free you as well. Let's give this a listen. Alana Hills, Say It.
Eyes were long, nothing I could do. As sharp as a blade, every word you threw. You hurt my mother, you tore her soul in two. And left me watching, so afraid of you. So I need you to say it. I want you to say it. That I'm sorry and I love you. Just say it. Ooh. Silence lingers as thick as all these years. I'm still caught up in all my fears. Help me heal and in a hurt inside, so I can move on with my life. So I need you to say, so much like the sea. We're tired of love and misery. Cannot turn back the hands of time. But can we let go of our pride?
Very, very powerful. I'm sorry, I love you. That in its perspective here is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for writing that song.
Thank you for listening. And but yeah.
Alana, you have an awful lot in your corner as far as what you're offering to the music world. And we really appreciate you sharing that with us. This has been a real powerful show. Your message is amazing, and I hope that what you're doing and the struggles that you're going through and winning, you are helping an awful lot of people around the world. I got to believe you are.
Yeah, I think so. Slowly but surely. It's yes. The climb, like Miley Cyrus.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been real fun.
Next up, we have Lee Faisu. Lee's country singer is going to be joining us, and we'll be having some fun with him next week. We're wrapping up this week's show one more time. Alana Hill, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, too, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Folks, we appreciate all the support you've been giving us. Give us a follow on Spotify, if you will. You can find us on any of the podcast platforms out there. We really appreciate what you all are doing for us. If you know some other performers like Alana Hill, please let us know. Drop me a line here at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We'd love to get them on. Appreciate everything everybody's doing. And hey, be good.